From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The latest provocation from comedian Sacha Baron Cohen arrives in movie theaters Friday. The creator of Borat, the controversial fake Kazakh who interacted with real unsuspecting onlookers, has now streaked his hair blonde, shaved his mustache, and donned hot pants. In his new film, he is Bruno, a flamboyantly gay TV personality. Bob Mondello says Baron Cohen's appearance may have changed, but he's still pushing the same boundaries.
Let it be said that Sacha Baron Cohen fully commits to a role. He shaved off all his body hair to play Bruno, a gay fashionista who claims to be the biggest Austrian superstar since Hitler. And on screen, he submits to a process called... I can't say that on the air. Can I say he runs at a martial arts instructor holding two d**ks and wearing a d**k? How about that through a psychic he pretty graphically f**ks and d**ks the spirit of Millie from Millie Vanilli? I sense that this is not going to be an easy movie to do full justice to on the radio. But that's sort of the point. Sacha Baron Cohen is an envelope pusher, in this instance playing a mincing gay stereotype so over the top and preposterous that it's the folks foolish enough to take him seriously who become the butt of the joke. Soldiers in an officer-candidate camp, for instance, where candidate Bruno accessorizes his army fatigues with a silk scarf.
That is not part of the uniform, Ken. You need to take that off.
This outfit is too matchy-matchy as it is. And so I was just trying to break it up with some simple horizontal lines.
Do you have an attitude, candidate?
She's got an attitude.
What?
Sir, what? Mr. Candidate, you just called
you
me
just
she?
Called
Cohen's humor is mostly about Bruno's obliviousness and the real reactions of real people to him. The movie's not just about homosexuality, though an opening romp with a man Bruno calls his pygmy lover, presumably designed to clear the theater of prudes, is explicit enough that viewers will never be able to claim that they can't imagine what two men do together. Bruno, like Borat, is an equal opportunity provocateur, happy to mock or humiliate or offend people on racial, political, and any other grounds available. At one point, to solve the Arab-Israeli conflict, he goes to what he calls the Middle Earth and tries to mediate between a former Mossad chief and a former Palestinian government minister.
Why are you so anti-Hamas? I mean... isn't pita bread the real enemy?
Both men look briefly puzzled, then the Mossad chief figures it out.
You're confusing Hamas with hummus, I believe. It's the food, okay? We eat it, they eat it.
American celebs fare no better. Former presidential candidate Ron Paul and American Idol's Paula Abdul probably wish they hadn't agreed to an interview with Bruno. Way too late in the process, both try to insist on boundaries, and Bruno pushes blithely past them, just as he does when undergoing religious counseling to go straight, or talking to overeager stage parents who are hoping he'll cast their babies.
Is your baby comfortable with bees, wasps, and hornets?
George is comfortable with everything, so he's fine.
Is he comfortable with dead or dying animals?
Yes.
Is she okay with extremely rapid acceleration?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does she always have to be in a car seat, or can she just, like, freestyle it?
Oh, yeah, you can freestyle it, put her in a car seat, whatever.
Is your baby fine with lit phosphorus?
Loves it.
Oh, God.
Director Larry Charles has made Bruno a tighter, better-looking film than Borat, which is not necessarily a good thing on those occasions when you suspect him of scripting rather than just observing. It's probably getting hard for Sacha Baron Cohen to find patsies who won't recognize him, and when moments seem like setups with actors, they turn as tame as if he were Will Ferrell. That said, when things feel real, they can get scary real, as when an Arkansas wrestling crowd that's been whipped into a homophobic frenzy turns on Bruno, realizing that it's about to witness wrestling of a sort it didn't expect. Cohen has barbed wire between him and the crowd and needs it. They're furious, and the fact that their own behavior has been bigoted and appalling doesn't really make it hard to understand why they're furious. The brand of comedy they've been made the butt of is misanthropic, exploitive, and kind of mean. In Bruno, it's also, as often as not, pretty funny. I'm Bob Mondello.